Felicia! Felicia, wake up! It's no time for siesta!
The consult cost $24.95 US dollars. Cash, credit, or debit, senor?
Debit. Okay, Banco Americano.
Si.
Transferring funds from U.S. Bank to Mexico City. Now available. Mexican Justice Level 1. Access granted.
Ooh, Excelencia.
Na, senor, que pasa? What happened?
You hear? We celebrate easy illegal immigration to U.S.
Ay, caramba. Mi miss girl sick at the booty aside.
Si, and free tequila for everyone without ID.
Gracias. Let's go fiesta.
No. My enemy out there.
Who?
I explain. ACLU, they hire me to lobby threats, so lawsuits against Americano political, stop business, who check ID.
Extorsion money, good, huh?
Oh, si, senor, but I fear I lobby the wrong gringo this time.
How so?
I admit, I was arrogant. We Latinos, we won, and I had to gloat. And then I saw a gringo sitting all by his lonesome on a bench. He looked so forlorn, and I had to rub it in.
Oh, no. And the gringo was minding his own business?
See, I knew better, but I still walked straight over to the gringo.
Ah, no, and you invaded the gringo space?
See, I got close, you know, mano to mano, and then I pointed my finger in his face.
And then you threatened the gringo.
See, I told him that because I was in the Americano political package, you see, I owned their votes, and then I said, I killed off the immigration bill, and then I was going to kill off the gringo, too.
Oh, this is not good, senor. You bother a gringo who is minding his own business. You invade the gringo's personal space. You point a finger in the face of the gringo. And then you threaten political and physical harm upon the gringo. It is you, my local Latino friend, who is the aggressor. The gringo will be in his right to stand up and protect himself.
Oh, see, I know that I was wrong. For me, it was just a tatina talking. I understand why the gringo cursed at me, and his gringo friends came to his defense. And I had to insult to injury. The policia came over and ordered me, to leave the scene and not to bother a group of gringos anymore.
Oh, no, you didn't follow the policia's orders, huh?
No, I stayed, and I argued with other gringos, and then the policia threatened to arrest me.
Wait, I have the solution for only... How much money is left in your account, senor?
Only $24.95 left, sorry. And I need that bribe, you know, for...
Transferring funds from U.S. Bank to Mexico City. Now available. Mexican Justice Level 2. Access granted.
I know how to turn this around to your advantage.
See?
Now, how exactly did the gringo curse you?
He said that if I didn't leave him alone, he was going to kick my ass to gas. But then the gringo sat back down, retreating actually. So, I guess I won. Besides, my attention was diverted to an argument with a different gringo by then, which I was winning too. Oh, your wisdom cost me another $24.95, but it was worth it to feel better. Now, let's go fiesta.
Wait, senor. Why settle for being even when for only another $24.95 you can get revenge?
Transferring funds from U.S. Bank to Mexico City. Now available. Mexican Justice Level 3. Access granted.
Welcome to the bonus round of the Bribe is Right. Fill out this form. We'll charge the gringo with verbal assault, and in Mexico the defendant is presumed guilty and never proven innocent.
But how can you be sure? Oh, don't tell me, because of what's left on my account, $24.95.
Transferring funds from U.S. Bank to Mexico City. Now available. Mexican Justice Level 4. Access granted.
Speedy trial will never happen because Speedy Gonzalez will have Montezuma's revenge.